You know, you always hear about air pollution, but not many people are aware of the problem of water pollution.
You mean in the oceans?
No, I mean polluted drinking water. It's a problem in almost every major city in the world. Almost all our rivers and lakes, where we get our drinking water from, are being polluted in some way by businesses, farms, homes, industries, and other sources. And even though the water most of us drink is treated, it's still not 100% pure.
So what's the solution?
Well, it's a complicated problem to solve. But basically what's involved is treating all waste products more carefully so that dangerous chemicals and bacteria don't get into our water supply.
You know, I've been reading a lot about the problem of landfills. And it really has me worried.
Why?
Well, it seems that the easiest way of disposing of trash is by burying it in landfills. The problem is that in many countries, the landfills have already been filled up, and it's hard to find places to start new ones. No one wants a huge landfill anywhere near their neighborhood.
So, what's the solution?
Well, there is no easy solution. But many cities are trying to do more recycling so that they can reduce the amount of stuff that goes into the landfills.
I can't believe it's become dangerous to get a suntan. What is this world coming to?
Well, the sun has never been good for you, but it's really dangerous now. You see, the ozone layer, which helps protect us from the sun's ultraviolet rays, has been damaged by pollution in the air. When the ozone layer gets too thin, it can cause an increase in skin cancer and other problems.
But is there anything we can do to solve the problem?
Sure. One of the biggest threats to the ozone layer is cars, the exhaust gases from cars. The best way to save the ozone layer is to drive less. So in many places, people are being asked to carpool.
I've just got back from the best trip of my life. It was such an amazing journey.
Really? Where did you go?
I cycled through the Andes Mountains from Ecuador to Argentina with my boyfriend, Alan.
Wow! That's incredible. You must be exhausted. Mm. How long did it take?
Well, we spent 4 months travelling. We set off on the 1st of October and we finished in February. But really, the whole thing took about 6 months because it took us 2 months to get ready and raise money for the trip.
Raise money? What do you mean?
To look for sponsors. You see, we did the journey for a charity that works with children in South America. They gave us our bikes and all the equipment we needed.
I see.
And in return, we raised some money for the charity, around $5,000.
$5,000? Mm. Wow, that's a lot. So, tell me more about the journey.
Well, we flew to Quito in Ecuador, and then we just set off on our bikes and rode south.
On your own?
Yes, just the two of us.
Unbelievable! How exciting! So, what were your favourite bits?
Well, we spent half the time in the Andes Mountains. They're really beautiful. And I love the Amazon River. It's just so enormous. It looks more like the sea. It's so wide.
Really? Mm. Which countries did you go through?
After Quito, we spent about a week in Trujillo, in Peru. And we also visited Cusco and Machu Picchu. What a magical place. Then we rode into the north of Chile before we crossed into Argentina, where we went from Cordoba all the way to Buenos Aires.
But wasn't it dangerous?
Not at all. Well, I mean, we never had any problems. We met some wonderful people and made loads of friends everywhere. I think South Americans are the friendliest people in the world.
Uh-huh. That's fantastic.
It was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Yeah, it sounds truly amazing. Are you making any crazy plans for next year?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, you speak English?
Yes, I do. I'm Radek. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Radek. I'm Mar.
Mar? Welcome to Sundance, Mar. You're Spanish, right?
Yes, I am. The festival's great, isn't it? Have you seen Quentin Tarantino's new film? It's premiering here, I think.
Oh, yes, I have. I saw it last night. I just love his work.
Me too. The violence scares me, but I think he's very clever. Have you seen all of his films?
No, I've only seen Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill. Oh, and Reservoir Dogs, of course. They were all amazing.
Haven't you seen Jackie Brown? I think that's one of his best. I've read Elmore Leonard's novel, Rum Punch, too. Tarantino adapted it for the Jackie Brown screenplay. I read it when the film came out.
I'd like to see the film and read the book, but I haven't done either yet. I don't know why. Which do you think's better?
Well, I think the film's even better than the book.
I'm not surprised. I think Tarantino is a brilliant scriptwriter.
Have you ever met him in person?
Yes, I have, actually. We were in Berlin. That was about 3 years ago. He was very friendly.
How exciting! Lucky you! I've never met a famous person. So, you must travel a lot, Radek.
Well, I've traveled abroad a few times. I went to South Africa last year, Iran in 2008, and I lived in Spain for a year or so. I've been to the Berlin Film Festival twice. I'm studying film direction, you see. I finished my first film last year, but I've never won any prizes or awards.
Your English is very good. Have you ever been to Britain?
No, I haven't. But my girlfriend, Monica, is Scottish. I think she's around here somewhere. You must meet her. She's just like you. She's just gone to get an autograph.
Oh, yes? Whose is she getting?
Johnny Depp's. He's her favorite star. I think the queue's probably quite long.
All right, class. How was everyone's weekend? Did anyone get together with a friend? Yes, Jessica. What did you do?
Well, nothing much, really. We pretty much sat at a cafe and talked.
Uh-huh. What about?
You know, about nothing and everything. Let's see, about my sister's new baby and about when she could go back to work and, you know, who should take care of the baby, things like that.
Okay. Now, what about the guys? Any of you get together with a friend?
A buddy and I went to a ball game.
Okay. What did you talk about?
The game? I mean, you know, when we're at the game, we, you know, talk about the players and what's going on in the game and...
Nothing else?
Well, not really. I mean, were we supposed to talk about something?
Perfect. Do you know what just happened, class? Jessica and George have just demonstrated for us the basic idea of today's lecture. That friendship between women is different from friendship between men. This is an idea put forward by Deborah Tannen in her book, You Just Don't Understand, Women and Men in Conversation. And that's what I'd like to talk about today. Now, Deborah Tannen is an author and linguist who has written about the relationships between men and women and why they often don't understand one another. According to Tannen, when a woman talks with a man, she'll often feel as though he isn't really listening, or that they aren't really having a conversation, right? And a man often doesn't understand what the woman really wants from him. What's her point, he wonders. Where is this conversation going? How many of you feel that this sounds familiar? Okay, most of you. Well, Tannen points out that we can understand this difference in communication better when we examine how men and women view friendship. Okay, for a woman, her best friend is someone she can be close with and talk to. They talk in detail about everyday events in their lives. They share feelings and secrets. Talking gives women a chance to better understand their world and themselves. For a man, talking is generally more straightforward. It's about giving and getting facts. Men generally don't base their friendships on talking, but on doing, getting together with buddies, playing sports, or going places. Men will often put down a woman's need to talk with her close friend about a subject in great detail. They don't understand how women can put up with such long conversations. Okay, so, who here agrees with Tannen's ideas?